It was a deadly weekend. Three people were killed, including a one-year-old boy hit by a stray bullet as his mom was driving Saturday, and a retired police officer acting as a security guard for a television news crew that was robbed. That brings Oakland's total number of homicides to 127 so far this year.
We must address police staffing shortages, and that is what we will do.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf is pressing for a boost in police funding as the city faces a spike in fatal shootings, burglaries, and armed robberies. She says she wants to reverse the plan to cut 50 positions from the department next summer.
There is nothing progressive about unbridled gun violence. This is what Oaklanders want, a comprehensive and effective approach to safety, and that includes adequate police staffing.
Schaaf says she doesn't plan to reduce violence prevention programs like MACRO, which aims for a non-police response to calls involving homelessness or people having a mental health crisis. Despite a nationwide movement to shift funding away from police budgets after the police killing of George Floyd, Oakland City Council voted in June to increase police spending by $38 million. Now Schaaf wants to spend more, but police watchdogs say Oakland has enough police. They just need to do their job.
Throwing more cops at the problem after OPD has proven utterly incompetent at reducing homicides is the same as doing nothing at all.
Daniel Robolo is with the Anti-Police Terror Project, which seeks to find alternatives to policing.
This is not a question of officer staffing shortages. It's about waste, mismanagement, corruption, and incompetence of the Oakland Police Department. They have plenty of officers to investigate violent crime. They're just not using those resources well. Only 4% of OPD calls for service are for violent crimes. The vast majority of calls, in fact, are for nothing to do with crime at all. That's what OPD is spending its time on. The vast majority on calls like traffic or stray dogs or false alarms or unhoused people. There's literally dozens, if not hundreds, of officers doing things we could be doing more effectively and less costly by shifting to other departments so that OPD could focus on violent crime.
Police staffing in Oakland has fallen two below a 2014 voter-approved measure that requires the police department to have at least 678 sworn officers on staff. There's some 60 vacancies in the department. According to Oakland's police chief, LaRon Armstrong, Oakland has fewer police than last year.
I mean, 676 officers currently at the department. That is the smallest staff that we've had in several years. It is woefully lower than the staffing we had at this same time last year, where we had 740 officers. So to have nearly 70 less officers a year later is definitely going to have an impact on our ability to address public safety.
But more are on the way. Armstrong says 26 rookies are set to join the Oakland Police Force as cadets by the end of the month. And another 39 more officers are set to join the ranks of OPD next year, bringing the number of police to more than last year by one. Chief Armstrong says his focus is getting more cops on the streets. Then he'll invest in investigators to help solve the crimes committed. Speaking at a press conference, Armstrong defended his officers in the face of violent crime plaguing the East Bay City. He says he's increased the presence of Oakland's SWAT tactical teams into four sections in Oakland. They're trained to deal with armed threats.
What I was concerned about was the amount of firepower that we continue to address, to be confronted with every time these caravans come into Oakland and our patrol officers having to drive into those situations and actually putting officers' lives at risk as well. We had two shootings at police officers over the last weekend, and that has some serious concerns that when officers are responding to these caravans, they're being met with gunfire.
Armstrong warns the caravans of burglars are highly coordinated. He says he's sending these tactical units to business districts, including cannabis dispensary locations, after more than two dozen cannabis businesses were robbed this month.
Definitely going to be a presence in areas where our marijuana dispensaries are located, in our business districts where our businesses are located. Those will be areas that we have a higher concentration of our specially trained officers. officers. What they bring is they bring extensive training in the use of other tactical options like less lethal options. They also have special training using our emergency response vehicles. Those vehicles obviously can handle ballistics.
A special Oakland City Council meeting is scheduled for December 7th to discuss the rise in crime and calls for more police. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.